you're certainly doing your job today, Mr. Sun. Oh, rats.
And here we have the world-famous Beatles, exactly as they looked performing on the Ed Sullivan Show.
I hardly think it's fair to be charged full price. I'm up to my knees in the original cast of MASH.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
Homer, my hat goes off to you.
It's cool in here, boy. For the rest of the summer, we can live inside the refrigerator.
Homer, the fridge wasn't meant to be used this way. Although I must say, it's certainly refreshing.
I got the idea when I noticed the refrigerator was cold.
Won't this overload the motor?
Marge, can you set the oven to cold?
You know.
Ice cream! Ice cream! Fresh shot ice cream!
Aww.
Chili! Red hot Texas style chili! And we got ginger ale! Boiling hot Texas style ginger ale! Texas!
Ugh. Oh, face it, Bart. Our salvation isn't just gonna roll by on the back of some stupid truck.
Whoa, I gotta replace that window.
Poolmobile?
Look, Lisa, snatch 5 bathing suits. All Martins.
Take your best shot. I'm wearing 17 layers.
I brought this on myself.
Okay, little dudes, time's up. Everybody out.
Time's up.
So long, Lise. I'm gonna stow away underwater and go where the pool goes. Have a good life.
Sorry, Bart, dude. We gotta fill this thing with Epsom salts and jam it on over to the old folks' home.
Oh, well. Same time tomorrow, Otto?
No way, man. One day of summer is all we're budgeted for. I guess it is kind of a tease.
Dad? Dad? Dad?
Yes, Lisa?
Dad, as you know, we've been swimming, and we've developed a taste for it. We both agree that getting our own pool is the only way to go. Now, before you respond, you must understand that your refusal would result in months and months of... Can we have a pool, Dad? 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 Can we have a pool, Dad?
I understand. Let us celebrate our new arrangement with the adding of chocolate to milk.
Over here we have the Hick tub, the Insta-Rust, that's the lightning magnet, that's the Tinkler.
Woo, the Tinkler! I like the sound of that. We'll take it.
Is it true we should wait at least an hour after eating before we go in?
Look, question lady, this job is not what I really do, okay? I play keyboards.
It's a fine barn, but sure 'tis no pool, English.
Do it! Is it a pool yet?
Yes, Dad.
Woohoo!
Who could that be?
Hello, Mrs. Bart. Is your pool ready yet?
Bart, are all these children friends of yours?
Friends and well-wishers, yes.
Hey, Bart!
Hi, Bart!
Hey, buddy, Bart.
Hey, Bart!
Hi, Bart!
Hello, Mrs. Cumberdale.
People! People! It's time we all discuss the pool safety rules. You got it.
Hey, Bart, your epidermis is showing.
It is?
See, epidermis means your hair. So technically, it's true. That's what makes it so funny. Pardon me a moment.
Hey, Nelson, he's really hurt. I think he broke his leg.
I said, ha-ha!
Get this kid a magazine. Stat.
I'm sorry, that leg's gonna have to come off. Did I say leg? I meant that wet bathing suit. I'm afraid you'll need a cast on that broken bone.
Oh, I'm gonna miss the whole summer.
Don't worry, boy. When you get a job like me, you'll miss every summer.
Isn't it amazing? The same day you got a pool is the same day we realized we liked you? The timing worked out great, don't you think?
Hi. Hey, guys, sign my cast. Sign my cast. Guys! Milhouse!
Hi, Bart.
Faithful Milhouse. You'll spend the long, hot days by my side, won't you?
I think I left my glasses in your pool. I better go in and find them.
But you're wearing your glasses.
No, I'm not.
Oh, look. Bart's all alone. Maybe I should keep him company at least for a little while.
Hey, go watch that. Coming!
Well, looks like it's just you and me, Barty boy. Great. I get to spend the summer with my brain. What fun can you have in a pool anyway that you can't have in a bathtub with a garbage bag taped around your cast? Pool. I'm fine by myself. Right here. So bad. I'll just spend the summer getting better acquainted with an old friend called television.
Hope you enjoyed that, kids, because Krusty's out of here for the summer. In the meantime, we'll be running Classic Krusty. Enjoy! Good evening. My guest is AFL-CIO Chairman George Meany, who will be discussing collective bargaining agreements.
It's a pleasure to be here, Frosty.
Let me be blunt. Is there a labor crisis in America today?
Well, that depends what you mean by crisis.
There's nothing like rising with the sun for a quiet, peaceful dip in your very own pool.
Woo! Woo!
Lisa, the blob has got me. Don't touch me or I'll get you too.
Dad, you have to put chlorine in the water every day to keep it clean.
Chlorine, eh?
Oh, my face is on fire.
Oh, look, there's Bart. Wave to him. Maybe we should spend more time with Bart. He's becoming isolated and weird.
I swear I don't know where the bombs are. Only the miners know that. Maybe this will loosen your tongue. Wah! No!
Bart?
Don't turn on that light!
Sorry, I just came to see how you were feeling.
Fine, just fine.
What are you writing here, a play?
No.
Uh-huh. Cast of characters, Viceroy Fizzlebottom, a hearty cherub of a man.
Give me that. It's a work in progress. So, how do you like being Miss Popularity?
Oh, well, you know, it ain't so great. Bart is the best thing that ever happened to me in my whole life. Well, anyway, bunch of presents. Look, it's a telescope I won at the Optics Festival.
It was an Optics Festival and I wasn't informed? You go now.
But...
Go! What have we here? The lighter side of hippies. They don't care whose toes they step on. This was a lovely idea, homie. Come here and kiss me.
Do not be alarmed. Continue swimming naked. Oh, come on. Continue. Come on.
All right, I'll open fire.
Wow. The universe is so boring. I know. I'll use this to peer into Springfield's seamy underbelly. Oh.
It turned out it was his evil twin.
Oh.
Grace, come here. There's the sinister-looking kid I want you to see.
Oh. I'm never, ever going to see anything interesting with this stupid piece of junk. That came from Flanders' house. Oh.
Oh, my God. What have I done? I've killed her.
Can't be what it looks like. This is Flanders we're talking about. Now, just watching TV.
Now what you've been waiting for? Another long raga by Ravi Shankar.
Shankar.
Groovy, man.
Huh? Oh, this can't be what it looks like. There's got to be some other explanation.
I wish there was some other explanation for this. But there isn't. I'm a murderer.
Then that's not the real Ned Flanders.
I'm a murd-diddly-erdler!
If that's not Flanders, he's done his homework.
Mommy had to go away. She's with God now.
Yay! Can we go there, too?
Soon enough.
Yay!
He's going to kill Rod and Todd, too. That's horrible. In principle.
Look, Lisa. I found this change on the bottom of the pool. You can have it.
Thanks, Nelson.
Somebody took my juice, Mommy.
Lisa. Please join my family for a weekend in the country. They'll be hunting, charades, and ever so many delightful romantic misunderstandings.
They're only using you for your pool, you know.
Shut up, Brain. I got friends now. I don't need you anymore.
Duh. Yeah, I'd love to go to your house.
Ah, my plan has come to fruition. Soon I'll be queen of summertime.
Oh, King! King!
Slap. Dude, Buzz has it, and even Wussier Kid has an even better pool than this.
Huh? Hello? Hey, I'm stuck in here. I gotta think of a way to get out. Well, 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 look who's come crawling back.
Listen, Ned Flanders murdered his wife.
But why? She's such a fox. I mean, what's on Fox tonight? Something ribald, no doubt.
I wish you'd stop spreading bad rumors about people. Remember how you got Grandpa tarred and feathered? Sure, that was 20 minutes ago.
Gonna be in the tub for a while.
Bart, I'm really sorry I've been ignoring you lately. I got carried away with being popular. But now that I'm unpopular again, I want you to know I'm here for you.
You can start making it up to me right now. Flanders is leaving the house. I want you to sneak in there and bring me back some evidence. And something sweet for later.
Bart, I'm here for you, but I'm not going to break into somebody's house.
All right, you're right, you're right. Let's just forget about that. Here, let me read to you from my play. Tip us for breakfast, Aunt Helga. Is it St. Swithin's Day already? Tis, replied Aunt Helga.
I'm going, I'm going.
A human head. Oh, of course. Oh, no, he's back. Flanders is back. Lisa, get out of there. No, Lisa, don't go upstairs. You'll be trapped. An axe. He's got an axe. I'll save you, Lisa. I'll save you by calling the police.
Hello, and welcome to the Springfield Police Department Rescue Phone. If you know the name of the felony being committed, press 1. To choose from a list of felonies, press 2. If you are being murdered or are calling from a rotary phone, please stay on the line. You have selected regicide. If you know the name of the king or queen being murdered, press 1.
Ah! I'll save you, cast or no cast. Gotta save Lisa. Trash can or no trash can.
Oh, no! That sinister-looking kid is coming to kill me. Help! Help! Help!
Mary had a little lamb, little lamb. Put you away. Put you away for good.
No!
Oh, what the gumdrops is going on here?
Came to stop you from murdering Lisa like you murdered your wife.
Murdered?
Murdered? Oh, no, I've just been in the country for a week.
But I distinctly heard you say that Maud was with God.
Oh, that's right. I was at Bible camp. I was learning how to be more judgmental.
But I saw the murder, and then I saw you bury the corpse in the backyard.
All right, it's true. I am a murderer. I overwatered Maud's favorite ficus plant. I panicked, and then I buried the remains. I was hoping to replace it before you got home.
But I heard a woman scream.
Huh? Well, now that I can't explain.
Found it, Chief.
Oh, well, I guess that explains everything.
Not
everything. There's still the little matter of the whereabouts of your wife.
I'm right here.
Oh, I see. Then everything is wrapped up in a neat little package. Really, I mean that. Sorry if it sounded sarcastic.
More friends! More allies! More, I say! Hang those who talk of less! There's a few inches over here! Ho! My precious pool and its life's Isle of Carbon! No!
What a grab out of here!
Of a summer breeze.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea.